Tonight's guided meditation is focused on the hindrance of aversion and ill will. And sitting comfortably erect, first of all, just realize the nature of your experience directly right now. What does it feel like to be sitting where you're sitting? Feelings of pressure, movements in your body as you inhale and exhale. Perhaps the experience of pressure of cloth on your skin. And also the experience of how your body is arranged, how your limbs are arranged. This is a good way to start any meditation, with grounding in body awareness. And then bring attention to the breath. At the beginning of my sitting practice, I make a commitment to be particularly aware as often as possible at the very beginning of the in-breath, the very beginning of the out-breath. I find that the more I can consistently do that, the more mindfulness, more alertness is available. During this meditation, we're practicing becoming clearly aware of the experience of aversion and ill will. Aversion is a reaction to an unpleasant feeling, either an unpleasant physical feeling or an unpleasant mental feeling. Symptoms of this might be holding the breath, a feeling of contraction or tension in the muscles, a preoccupation with controlling and getting rid of an unpleasant feeling. Ill will is characteristic aggression regarding the hindrance, regarding the feeling. It might manifest as self-reproach, criticism, or an angry, resentful narrative. I mentioned at the beginning of the meditation how important it is to persistently be clearly and immediately aware of the beginning of the in-breath, the beginning of the out-breath. For me, it's easier to notice the beginning of the in-breath, and then I have to be more alert to determine when the out-breath begins. This quality of attention primes the part of the mind that is alert to novelty. And it's a fundamental way to check for any hindrance and then intervene. The occasion of aversion and ill will might be really obvious, an ache or an itch, or an intrusive and annoying sound. It also might be more subtle, a quality of resistance, resentment, feeling of stiffness, tightness that's subtle. It might be that an unpleasant physical sensation triggers a narrative that is critical, rejecting, tense, reactive. It's also possible that a memory, a narrative memory, might occur that's aversive, that's characterized by ill will. Perhaps an incident from earlier in the day or even earlier in your life. But that also creates tension in the body, changing the breathing pattern, tightening of muscles, stiffness of the joints. In order to set aside any hindrance, we first have to be clearly aware of its characteristics, the symptoms. If it's a mild hindrance, like an itch, just practice letting go every time you exhale. Making a commitment to not scratch the itch. but just investigate the unpleasant physical sensation and keep denying the narrative that seems to justify pushing back against the experience. It's also possible that aversion and ill will manifest in reaction to another hindrance, perhaps with sense desire. It might be a feeling of anger or resentment that spins off from an unfulfilled desire, or even the understanding that the mind has been trapped by sense desire. There might be a quality of self-criticism, aversion and ill will. It's also possible with the hindrance of sloth and torpor, which could be experienced as boredom, feeling of resentment or resistance regarding the continuity of your practice, whether it's worth continuing or not. It also could be triggered by restlessness and worry, becoming resentful regarding something you're worried about, or feeling aggravated by persistent restlessness in the mind. And this could all be tied into doubt. The mind moves back and forth between aversion and ill will and doubt as to whether or not the practice is actually beneficial, worth doing, or whether you'll ever really understand how to do it. With all the hindrances, wisdom comes from clearly knowing how the beginning of the hindrance experience occurs. It might be an obvious trigger. It might be just pop into awareness. Also, how it manifests, and how to set it aside. It's very helpful to work with the kind of minor annoyances, discomforts that occur while meditating. An itch, an ache, a feeling of restlessness. Practicing the ability to be mindfully and clearly aware of the nature of aversion and ill will in its minor manifestations, and learning how to write it out without reacting, disregarding the story that justifies reacting, just letting the discomfort be, and then noticing that it is impermanent. Trains the mind to be more capable of identifying and cultivating equanimity when stronger experiences of aversion and ill will arise. Can also be beneficial to intentionally observe the arising of aversion and ill will when participating in media presentations, television, the internet, radio. Something is shown or something is said that stimulates aversion and ill will. To notice how the mind gets captured by that. and learn how to deal with it skillfully. In those circumstances, it might be useful to use another primary antidote for aversion and ill will through the cultivation of loving kindness and compassion. First of all, directed toward one's own suffering and learning how to release that attachment, that urgency, and cultivate equanimity, balance in the mind. And through that modality, be able to realize compassion, particularly in regards to another person's behaviors or predicament. We're all suffering, even those who are acting in ways that are unethical and harmful. It's useful to learn how to clearly be aware of how the mind gets attached to rejecting another person because of their views and their behaviors. And then transform that angry, ill-tempered reaction into compassionate understanding regarding the other person's greed or hatred or ignorance. This does not mean that you agree with or are going to succumb to that behavior, but that your response is not contaminated by aversion and ill will. Another manifestation of aversion and ill will is complaining or creating a self that operates from a victim perspective. There's a quality of ill will, resentment toward oneself or toward another. This is disabling, disruptive, and just simply adds to the atmosphere of conflict. Thank you for your practice. I wish you well.